We begin today with our scripture reading, which comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, let's begin reading in verse 8. Paul said, "Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away." Remember that this passage is in the middle of a long section on spiritual gifts, that is, these miraculous abilities given by the Holy Spirit. And remember also that these Corinthians had many of these gifts, but they had forgotten where those gifts came from, and they had forgotten what they were for. Some of these people in the church at Corinth who had these gifts had become prideful, and they were misusing their gifts. And so, in chapter 12, Paul told them to use these abilities as one body of Christians and not as some kind of means to compete with each other. So now, in chapter 13, he teaches that these miracles would cease. This section of Scripture is one of the most important passages in the Bible on the question, do miracles happen today? Does God work the same miracles today that He worked in Bible times? This passage that we just read is absolutely vital. Sometimes when people hear that question, do miracles happen today, they dismiss the question without even thinking about it. They just reason in their minds or out loud, well, if God did these miracles then, He does them now because, after all, He's the same God. And of course, they fail to consider several things. They fail to think about the fact that God didn't always do these things even in Bible times. Now, for instance, take the gift of speaking in tongues. You don't read about the gift of speaking in tongues in the Old Testament. You don't read, for instance, about Moses speaking in tongues. You don't read about Elijah speaking in tongues or Isaiah the prophet speaking in tongues. Now, all of those men were prophets, but none of them had the gift of speaking in tongues. None of them were able to speak in tongues as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so just because God is the same God today as He was in Bible times does not automatically mean that God is going to do or perform the same feats or acts that He did in Bible times. Because even in the different periods that we find and read about in the Bible, He didn't always perform the same miracles, and the gift of speaking in tongues is an example. And also, when people say, well, if God did these miracles then, He's going to do them now because, after all, He's the same God, many times those same people do not realize that there was a 400-year period between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And in that period of 400 years, God worked no miracles. We know that because of the Jewish writings of that time. For instance, the book of 1 Maccabees, in chapter 9, verse 27, talks about the time since there was no prophet of God that appeared in Israel. In other words, there was a time when the prophets ceased to be in Israel. And the Israelites knew that. The Israelites knew when there was a prophet of God or when there was some other miracle worker in Bible times, because that man would demonstrate, he would prove that he was a prophet of God, and God would confirm him to be a prophet in Israel. And they knew when those prophets had ceased. There was a clear line of demarcation. And so what we find is that God was the same God in that 400-year period between the Old Testament and the New Testament. For 400 years, there were no prophets. For 400 years, God did not work the miracles that He did in the Old Testament, and He certainly did not perform the same miracles that He performed in New Testament times. So the question is, was He the same God? Yes. Did He have the same power? Yes. But did He choose to act in the same way and to give gifts in the same way that he did before or even after? And the answer is no. And there's something else about this that is very interesting. And let me go back to a miracle that you read about in Bible times in the life of Moses. You'll remember that the children of Israel complained in Numbers chapter 20, and the Lord sent, as the Bible says, fiery serpents, that is, poisonous snakes among the people. And those snakes bit many people in Israel, and those people died. When the other Israelites cried out to God for mercy, the Bible says that God told Moses to make a brazen serpent, that is, a serpent of brass, and set it up on a pole, so that if anybody was bitten by one of those snakes, he could look on that serpent of brass and he would immediately be healed. Now, that was a miracle. It was a miracle of healing. Now, think about that serpent of brass that God told Moses to make so that if anybody looked on that serpent of brass, he would be healed. What happened to that serpent of brass? You may remember. The Israelites kept that serpent of brass. As a matter of fact, they kept that serpent of brass long after Moses was dead. They kept it for hundreds of years. And as a matter of fact, when we get to the book of 2 Kings chapter 18, we find that the Israelites still had that serpent of brass that Moses had made hundreds of years before, and they were burning incense to it. They were worshiping it as if that serpent of brass had some kind of miraculous power. So the point is that in Moses' time, if somebody was bitten by one of these poisonous snakes and looked upon that serpent of brass, he would be healed. But that same serpent of brass had absolutely no power to heal in the time of Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 18. It was just a piece of brass. So this shows again that God has not always worked the same way, even in regard to the same object or the same place. For instance, the prophet Elijah told Naaman to go and dip in the Jordan River 7 times and he would be cured of his leprosy. When Naaman did dip 7 times in the Jordan River, he was cured of his leprosy, 2 Kings chapter 5. But that same river did not cure other people, and it certainly is not going to cure anybody today. You can't go down to the Jordan River and dip in it and be healed of whatever disease that you have, even if it's leprosy. The same thing was true with the Pool of Siloam. Just because Jesus told the blind man to go and dip in the Pool of Siloam didn't mean that anybody could go down to that pool and be healed of his blindness or whatever illness that he might have had. So we need to rightly divide the Word of God on these points, like the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. So what does the Bible say in this passage? The most important question to begin with is, did Paul actually say that miracles would end? And the answer is yes. Notice what he says in verse 8. Charity, that is love, never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Love never ends, he says, but these miracles will end. You see the contrast there in verse 8. And remember, they thought that these gifts were the ultimate mark of Christians. And Paul says, no, there's something that is much better. That's how he introduced this section back in chapter 12, verse 31, when he said, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. Paul says the way of love is something that is much better. In fact, this way, he says, is permanent. Love is permanent, but these gifts were temporary. And he says that love never fails. That is, it never perishes. It never fails. But, and there's the word that shows the contrast in verse 8. But, he says, whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. The word fail means to cease, to pass away, to be done away. Now, he's not saying that prophecies that were truly made by the Holy Spirit would fail to come to pass and be fulfilled. What he's saying is that these prophecies will cease to be made. They're going to cease to be uttered. He's talking about the gift of prophecy that he mentioned in chapter 12. He's saying that the time is coming when there won't be any prophets making prophecies or delivering prophecy. So look at it again. In contrast to love that never fails, he says that these prophecies will fail. That means that they will cease. Secondly, he says that tongues will cease. The word cease means to cease or to leave off. It means to end. So this gift was temporary. The gift of speaking in tongues was a temporary, not a permanent gift. Again, this is one of the gifts that he talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in that list that he gave. So is there any question, is there any doubt that these gifts would come to an end? Paul said that tongues will cease. He said the time is coming when people will speak in tongues no more. Now, Paul did not say that the gift of tongues would always be given. He said that it was going to end. And the third example that he gives is knowledge. And he says that whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. It's interesting that the expression, it shall vanish away, comes from the same word that is translated, they shall fail, when he talks about the prophecies. In other words, when he says, whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. And then he later says, whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. To fail and to vanish away come from exactly the same word, and it has exactly the same meaning. To cease, to pass away, to stop. Now, the important question is, what kind of knowledge is he talking about? He says that knowledge will come to an end. Well, he's not talking about ordinary knowledge of the world. We still know about the world in which we live. He's not talking about even an ordinary knowledge of God and the Bible, because the Lord commands us to have knowledge and to grow in our knowledge. We read about that especially in the book of 2 Peter. What he's talking about is the gift of knowledge, miraculous knowledge. The same knowledge that he talked about in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 9, when he said, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." So this was that miraculous, instant knowledge that was given by the Holy Spirit to certain people in the early church. And Paul says it will be no more because these gifts will cease. Now, another question that we need to briefly raise about this is, does Paul mean to say that only these three gifts will end, but the rest will continue? Does he mean that prophesying and tongue speaking and the gift of knowledge will end, but healing and interpretation and wisdom and the other gifts will continue? Well, that wouldn't make any sense, because some of those gifts were dependent on the others. For instance, the gift of interpretation was dependent on the gift of speaking in tongues. And so why would the gift of speaking in tongues end and then interpretation continue? That just would not make any sense. And that wouldn't agree with the nature and the purpose of miracles to begin with. Because in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul said that the one Spirit gave all of these. They were all needed for the time and for the purpose that God gave them. So he wouldn't end some without ending them all. Paul uses these three as examples to illustrate the whole range of spiritual gifts. These gifts stand for and represent the whole, that is, all of them. So it is clear, Paul says that miracles would cease. And the only question is, when? And that will be the topic of our next lesson.